A Class Guitar Method for Elementary or Secondary School Instruction by William R. Dietrich. This tape could prove very helpful when used along with the exercises in this method. You may use the tape for listening purposes, but will find it most effective when you are able to play right along with it. The tape will help you to develop a sense of time and tonality, and will immediately let you know any mistakes that you make so that they may be corrected. Part 1. Tuning the guitar. The first thing a guitarist should always do is tune the instrument. In this case, you should tune very carefully to the tape. This should be done each time that you sit down to play. I will now play each open string twice so that you may tune your guitar to mine. Be sure to listen carefully to each note, then tune your guitar to that same pitch. We shall now begin. First string, open E. Again. Second string, open B. Again. Third string, open G. Again. Fourth string, open D. Again. Fifth string, open A. Again. Sixth string, open E. Again. Learning to read musical notation is probably the most crucial thing for the student of music to learn. It will lead to a better understanding of your instrument and music itself, thus a better musician. Before starting, be sure that you have good posture and are holding the guitar properly. Also be sure that the pick is being held properly. Remember that the first exercise that we will be playing uses only the open string notes of the guitar. We shall now begin. Exercise number 1, page 25. One, two, ready, play. Thank you. two, rest, rest. Now we will learn the notes on the first string in first position. Notice that there are four of them. Open E, first fret F, third fret G, and fifth fret A. Be sure that the fingers of the left hand are arched and touching the fingerboard in the proper place. Be sure to use all downstrokes of the pick unless otherwise noted. Also be sure that you use the proper left hand fingering. Remember to use the first finger for notes on the first fret, the second finger for notes on the second fret, the third finger for notes on the third fret, and so on. We shall now begin. Exercise number 7, page 27. One, two, ready, play. One, two, three, four. Now for the notes on the second string. Notice that there are three of them. Open B, first fret C, and third fret D. Exercise number 11, page 28. One, two, ready, play. Two, three, four. Notes on the third string. Notice that there are only two of them. Open G and second fret A. Exercise number 13, page 29. One, two, ready, play. Two, three, four. Exercise 14, page 29, part 1. One, two, ready, play. Exercise 14, part 2. One, two, ready, play. two, three, four. Exercise 15, page 30. One, two, ready, play. Exercise 16, page 30. One, two, ready, play. Notice that exercise 18 is in 3/4 meter. Also notice the tie in exercise 18. Exercise number 18, page 32. 1, 2, 3. Two, three, one, rest, rest. Notes on the fourth string. Notice that there are three of them. Open D, second fret E, and third fret F. Exercise number 21. Page 33. 1, 2, ready, play. Thank you. two, three, rest. Exercise number 23, page 34. Notice the repeat sign at the end of the exercise. We shall now begin. One, two, ready, play. Repeat. Notes on the fifth string. Notice that there are three of them. Open A, second fret B, and third fret C. Exercise number 26, page 35. One, two, ready, play. Exercise number 27, page 36. You may want to review how to count eighth notes. One, two, ready, play. Exercise number 28, page 36. One, two, ready, play. Exercise number 29, page 37. This is a duet. The first time through the exercise, I will play part one, and the second time, part two. Part one. One, two, ready, play. Thank you. Part 2. 1, 2, ready, play. Rest, 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 rest. Notes on the sixth string. Notice that there are three of them. Open E, first fret F, and third fret G. Exercise number 32, page 38. 1, 2, ready, play. Rest. Notice exercise number 33, page 39. This is a very important scale for developing technique and should be memorized. The next song is entitled Red River Valley. Notice that it has both a single note melody line and a chord accompaniment part. I will play both parts separately. You should practice the single note melody line with both parts of the tape. This is also a good exercise to practice chord accompaniment with. Red River Valley, page 39, single note melody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Red River Valley, chord accompaniment pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Thank you.
rest.
The next song is Auld Lang Syne. Practice it the same way as you did Red River Valley. Notice that it uses dotted quarter note rhythms. Auld Lang Syne, page 40, single note melody. 1, 2, 3. Syne, chord accompaniment. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exercise number 34, page 41. Here is another duet. I will play part one first, then part two. Do not take any repeats. Part one. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Now part two. Again, be sure not to take any repeats. 1, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Thank you. Exercise number 40, page 46. Two-part harmony. Be sure to read all directions carefully. 1, 2, ready, play. Rest. Exercise number 41, page 47, three-part harmony. 1, 2, 3. Exercise number 42, page 47, four-part harmony. 1, 2, 3, 4. Repeat. Rest. Exercise number 43, page 48. Ebb tide. Be sure to read all four note chords very carefully. 1, 2, 3. Chord strumming. Playing chords and reading chord symbols is a very important and widely used technique. If you do not get a desirable sound from certain chords at first, don't give up. This is an area that takes much time and patience. Exercise number 44, page 54. 4/4 meter, 4 strums per measure. 1, 2, ready, play. And so forth. Now let's take exercise 46, page 55. This is still in 4/4 meter with a single bass note followed by 3 strums. Now let's try the first line. 1, 2, ready, play. Now, exercise 48, page 56. Here we will use the down-up strum. Do not take the repeat. Play the song through one time only. 1, 2, ready, play. And so on. On the next 3 songs, I will play the single note melody line while you play your own chord accompaniment patterns. Number 1, Moon River, on page 58. Notice that it is in 3/4 meter. 1, 2, 3. Rest. Now the Beer Barrel Polka, page 59. Notice it is in a fast 4/4 meter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, ready, play. One, rest, rest, rest. Last is the green, green grass of home, page 60. Notice it is a fairly slow 4/4 meter. We will play through this song only once, skipping the first ending and taking the second. One, two, three. One, two, three, rest.